The Tachan for Life, Shir 1756, Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshas Emor. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Tema Miriam Bas Aaron Chaim Alah Shalom, whose yard site is today, Tes Iyar. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem bring your Ne'ilu Nishama, and she should be Zeiche to Alichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing what the Michtam Eliyahu says, that really whatever we do has very minimal impact. Actually no impact at all. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of our listeners illustrated this idea with a question. He's a Rebbe in a yeshiva, and he wants the Menahel to like him, because he's afraid that if the Menahel doesn't like him, Chas V'Shalom, he could lose his job. So his question is his bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to take care of him? Or is his bitachin that the Menahel is going to like him and he'll be able to keep his job? So the truth is, bitachin could be for anything. And in any situation that a person's in, they could have bitachin for whatever they want. There's no rules or regulations what a person can have bitachin for. However, if we're trying to internalize this idea that what we do is really nothing, so why would we get so caught up in the principal liking me, the principal not liking me? My entire job is just hishtadlus. It doesn't really make a difference if the principal likes me or not. It doesn't really make a difference if he keeps me as a Rebbe or not. My bottom line, my parnasa, will not change. So even though a person can have bitachin, that the principal will be happy with him, but from an emunah perspective, from getting comfortable with the truth, it's probably better for a person to have bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send them parnasa. Because that's the attitude that we should be having anyway. Not that this will be successful and that will be successful. A person should have bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send him parnasa, because our hishtadlus does nothing. And therefore, whenever it comes to an action of hishtadlus, instead of having bitachin that your hishtadlus will be matzliach, which you can have, there's nothing wrong with having that bitachin, but if you could just extend it a little bit and realize that your hishtadlus is essentially pointless, and the only thing that you're doing is an action in order to be able to get what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving you. So it doesn't make a difference if your principal's happy, if you keep your job, that's irrelevant. You can have bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send you parnasa, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ultimately the one who sends you parnasa. So that's the answer. A person can have bitachin for whatever they want. However, the more we have bitachin in the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of me and will continue to take care of me, the more we are strengthening the foundations of emunah that we are discussing, that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu and my actions have no impact.